Anthony, I appreciate the offer. I could always, I got a power supply at my desk for my AZ1. I could always just order another one of those BTEC amps that are actually, for anyone listening, worth every penny. They work phenomenally well. And Davian, I'm going to be like, I mean, it's literally, so if it's going in the attic, it's probably a 12-foot run. Like, I could probably, for the time being, just use the excess, like, jumper cables I have for POTA in RG8X. Because it's so short, but I was looking at Omar 240 at 100 feet. It's 2.8 dB, I think, at 450. But I'm gonna be like 35, even if I go outside. So that's why I was looking at that. And then, like I said, it saves me $35 for the die, and then another $35 for the right size connectors. So, you know, pretty much half my cost would be in just switching the type of cable.
Well, if you don't need more than 25 feet, I have some scrap LMR 400. You're welcome to, because I had to chop off. I bought a 100-foot pre-crimp. That's what I was using for the longest time, and then once I re-ran everything, I cut off, I think, 25 or 30 feet. So I have a chunk of LMR 400, and I have no use for it, and it's not flexible enough to use in the field, really. So, yeah, if you need some LMR 400, I say, as long as you don't need more than 25, 30 feet, I got you taken care of.